The Master Builders Association of Australia says it's concerned that home insulation installers will be inspecting their own work under a new government scheme. The Environment Minister, Peter Garrett, has announced that the government will audit around 150,000 homes that were fitted with BATS under the abandoned home insulation program. But in the first instance, inspections will be done by the company that installed the BATS, and Master Builders says that's at odds with industry practice. As David Mark reports, the association wants to see independent inspections.
The Environment Minister, Peter Garrett, describes his new program to inspect the installation in around 160,000 homes as a proactive and targeted risk-based audit. Peter McMaster is using another phrase.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Mr. McMaster runs Batman Insulation on the Gold Coast. He's been in the business for 23 years. Yesterday, he laid off three of his five employees, thanks to the end of the government's home insulation program. And he's not impressed by the scheme set up to audit the dodgy installation practices that ultimately brought the program down.
It should be someone that's totally got no invested interest in the company.
Under Peter Garrett's new scheme, householders who are worried about their insulation can call a hotline. Urgent cases will be inspected, but that inspection will be done by the very person who installed the insulation, provided they've re-registered under the government's new insulation scheme.
There's no way I should be allowed to inspect my work.
Why not?
Because you're biased. You're biased to your own work. Why should I be allowed to inspect the work I do?
A spokesman for the Environment Minister says consumers should trust the government's audit because, quote, installers will be asked to certify that they've met the Australian standard. But the CEO of Master Builders Australia, Willem Harnish, says that won't wash with the public.
What Master Builders is very concerned about at this point in time, that confidence is returned and to make sure that the high safety standards are adhered to. Now, the proposal by Minister Garrett seems at odds with normal industry practice, where if a work is considered by a household as being of concern, you have someone independent look at that work rather than the original contractor, or in this case, the installer.
Why are you concerned that the installer would be doing the inspection?
It is simply proper accountability. It is something that you would do to maintain confidence. You know, you can't get the installer self-certified that he or she has done a good job.
If someone is still not satisfied, they can get another assessment, this time with an independent, accredited inspector. But Willem Harnish from Master Builders Australia thinks the government should just cut to the chase.
We believe that first step should be simply cut out and we should go to the proper step, which is the getting an independent auditor to undertake the inspection.
The CEO of Master Builders Australia, Wilhelm Harnish, ending David Mark's report.